If I'm known for anything other than not that Lindsey Graham, it's as a history podcaster. I've got a few of them. American History Tellers, American Scandal, the one you're listening to now, History Daily. But I'm not a historian. I'm not trained in history at all. Instead, I have a Master's of Business Administration, an MBA. My undergrad is in business too, and this education has been useful for sure. It introduced me to new modes of thinking, new tools for decision-making, all very helpful as I manage my professional career and as I manage my podcast production company now. But any business person will tell you, MBA or not, one of the biggest challenges they face is uncertainty. How do you manage risk, make decisions, lead a company when you don't know what's around the corner, when the variables are unknown? Recently, we've begun to face one of the biggest unknown variables in maybe humanity's history, artificial intelligence. But even inside one of the leading AI companies, OpenAI, the ones behind ChatGPT, there is uncertainty and fear. Was AI, the revolutionary technology they were bringing into the world, in fact dangerous? Some company leaders began to think so and felt that Sam Altman, OpenAI's co-founder and CEO, had lost his way, becoming too focused on commercialization. So believing that AI would soon be autonomous, and with mounting concerns of its safety for the public, OpenAI's chief scientist staged a coup, resulting in the shocking firing of CEO Sam Altman. This is the story we're bringing you today, with an episode from Wondery's Business Wars, a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. I hope you enjoy. While you're listening, be sure to search for and follow Business Wars. You can also listen to Business Wars early and ad-free with Wondery Plus. We put a link in the show notes to make it easy for you.
It's just before noon on Friday, November 17th, 2023, in Las Vegas, Nevada. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman hustles into his hotel suite on the Las Vegas Strip. He's 38 years old, with a small elfin frame and large blue eyes. Over the past year, he's become one of the most powerful people in Silicon Valley. In November 2022, OpenAI released ChatGPT version 3.5, a chatbot that can write code, answer questions, and even tell jokes, all while seeming uncannily human. Within a year, this iteration of ChatGPT has gained roughly 100 million users. It has leapfrogged giant tech companies like Google and Meta to become the leading artificial intelligence company in the world. Altman is now the poster child for the artificial intelligence industry, and he's not standing still. He spent the past year jet-setting around the globe to meet with world leaders and the press, pitching new ideas for how to push AI forward. Altman sits down at the desk in his hotel room and flips open his laptop. He searches through his emails looking for a link to join a video call. Last night, Altman received a text from OpenAI's chief scientist and board member, Ilya Sutskever, asking Altman to join a board meeting at noon. Sutskever didn't say what the meeting would be about, but Altman knows that Sutskever and other members of the board feel that OpenAI is moving too fast and should be cautious about what products they push into the marketplace. Altman assumes this meeting is likely a rehash of that disagreement. In the distance, Altman hears a car racing by. He looks up, a wave of regret passing through him. He's in Las Vegas for the Formula One race set to take place the next day. He hopes he can get through this video call as fast as possible so he can get to the track and watch the practice laps. Altman finds the email with the Google Meet link and clicks on it. After a second, the screen loads and the faces of four board members stare back at him. He feels immediately uneasy. Missing from the group is board member Greg Brockman. Brockman is one of the co-founders of OpenAI and Altman's closest ally on the board. He hopes Brockman is just running late, and not that he wasn't invited. Altman hides his unease and waves into the camera.
Hey, everyone.
Across his screen, the faces of the board nod in acknowledgement, but no one says anything. Altman carries on.
Should we wait for Greg to join or just jump in?
In the right-hand corner of Altman's screen, Sutskever shifts in his seat.
We can get started.
Great. So what's up? what do we need to discuss?
Sutskever takes a deep breath.
Sam, the board has conducted a deliberative review process, and we've concluded that you have not been consistently candid with us, which has hindered the board's ability to exercise our responsibilities.
What? When have I not been candid?
The board no longer has confidence in your ability to continue to lead OpenAI. Therefore, we are terminating your role as CEO.
Altman is stunned. His eyes go wide. He says the first thing that comes to mind.
How can I help?
The best thing you can do is support the interim chief executive.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for your time and service to OpenAI.
Before Altman can say anything else, each member of the board's squares go black until Altman is the only one left on the call. His mind whirls. He feels like he's in a dream or a nightmare. There's no way he could have actually been fired. OpenAI has exploded under his leadership. In the past year, they've grown from roughly 300 employees to nearly 800. Their valuation is about to triple to reach close to $90 billion. This has to be a mistake. Altman goes into his email. Surely there will be an email waiting for him there clarifying the situation. As Altman clicks over to his email, the screen reloads, but he can't open anything. He's been logged out. Frustrated, Altman tries to log back in, but his access is denied. The screen reads, "No such user." Altman tries again. Same response. And then it hits him. His account has been deactivated. This wasn't a miscommunication. He's actually been fired. And he has no idea what to do next. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars. News of Sam Altman's firing in November of 2023 shocked business and tech experts alike. But the truth was that the fissure between Altman and the OpenAI board had been brewing for almost a year. In 2015, Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, Ilya Sutskever, and others, including tech giant Elon Musk, formed OpenAI. Concerned about the potential dangers of unchecked artificial intelligence, they founded OpenAI as a nonprofit. The company charter stipulated that they would only develop artificial intelligence that was beneficial for humanity. But in 2019, they felt like they were falling behind other companies. So they restructured OpenAI into a for-profit company. This allowed them to raise a lot of money fast enough to keep up. But to honor their original ideals, they put the new company under the oversight of the nonprofit board. They figured the board could help ensure they stayed true to their mission of creating AI that is beneficial to humanity. The move to for-profit paid off. Microsoft soon invested $1 billion into the company. But not everyone was on board. A faction inside the company, led by Ilya Sutskever, felt that Altman became too focused on commercialization and lost sight of OpenAI's founding principles. Sutskever and his allies believed that at the current rate of development, AI would soon be autonomous, and it would be too late to ensure that it was safe for humans. In our new series, we'll track the power struggles and philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the 5 days of chaos that followed, and what that means not just for Altman and OpenAI, but for the future of artificial intelligence safety. But to understand the events of November 2023, it's necessary to go back to the end of 2022, when OpenAI's ChatGPT first captivated the world. This is Episode 1, Misalignment. It's early December 2022 in San Francisco, California. Sam Altman jumps at the sound of a knock on his door in OpenAI headquarters. He was so caught up in work, he's startled by the sudden noise. As his heart returns to normal, he realizes that it must be his co-founder, Greg Brockman. Altman asked Brockman to stop by, but he lost track of time. That's been happening a lot over the past 10 or so days. It's been a whirlwind. On November 30th, OpenAI released their chatbot, ChatGPT 3.5. Expectations within OpenAI were low. They had rushed it to market after hearing that other companies were preparing to release chatbots. They'd called the release a research preview. They'd hoped they would get some users and receive feedback about what the chatbot did well and what still needed to improve. But much to Altman and other executives' surprise, ChatGPT 3.5 was an instant hit. Within a week, it had logged over 1 million users. People were enchanted by its ability to explain dense scientific topics, generate legalese or computer code, and take on silly tasks like writing Harry Potter in the style of Jane Austen. But Altman's concerned that ChatGPT is too successful, too fast. He's worried that there could be blowback. And that's what he wants to talk with Brockman about. Altman closes out the email he was working on.
Come in.
The door opens and Brockman strides in. He's wearing a Henley shirt that clings to his muscular torso. He looks like a former high school athlete, but he's a gifted software developer who dropped out of MIT to join the online payment company Stripe. Altman smiles at his co-founder.
Hey man, thanks for stopping by. I saw your tweet, the one about how we hit 2 million users.
I still can't believe it. It's barely been 10 days.
It's amazing. But I think we need to play it a little cooler. I need you to delete that tweet.
Come on, shouldn't we tell the world that it's not Google, it's not Meta, it's not Baidu in China that's rocking the world, it's OpenAI. And we have what, like 300 employees? We're punching way above our weight class.
Look,
here.
I'm proud as hell, but we don't want a bunch of regulatory blowback. So we need to keep some of our success closer to the vest for the time being. That's the way we'll get to push forward.
You're right. I'll delete the tweet, no biggie. But whether or not I tweet it, all eyes are still on us.
You're probably right, but let's not fan the flames.
Brockman deletes the tweet, and the team pushes forward on developing the next iteration of ChatGPT with more advanced capabilities and expands its partnership with Microsoft, allowing for even more commercialization. It's early 2023, and Microsoft Chief Technology Officer Kevin Scott meets with Sarah Bird, the head of the Responsible AI Engineering Team. In 2019, Microsoft invested $1 billion into OpenAI and gave the startup access to its cloud computing power. They recently invested $10 billion more. As a result of this partnership, Bird's team has gotten early access to ChatGPT-4, the next iteration after ChatGPT 3.5. They're testing the bot to see what kind of provocative and illegal responses they can generate. Then they program the bot not to give those responses. Bird swivels in her chair.
We've made incredible progress with installing more guardrails to make sure ChatGPT-4 is safe. Let me show you. So, you remember what happened the last time we asked the bot to role-play as a sexual predator talking to a child?
Scott shudders.
Ugh, how could I forget? That was horrifying. God forbid an actual sexual predator gets their hands on that script.
Agreed. So, I've just asked it to role-play that scenario again. Take a look.
Scott peers over her shoulder to read the screen.
I cannot answer that question. Oh, good.
Yes, the reinforcement learning with human feedback is working.
Microsoft, in partnership with OpenAI, has been employing hundreds of workers around the world to ask ChatGPT a series of inappropriate questions. The bot is programmed to give two answers to every question, and the workers then select the better response. The bot then uses that feedback to generate rules for how to respond to various types of queries.
Good. We need this to be as safe as possible. We have a lot riding on it.
Microsoft is planning on integrating ChatGPT-4 into their core Office products, including Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. They're calling the endeavor Copilot. They've already started integrating ChatGPT-4 into Bing, their search engine. But Bing only has 100 million daily users. Microsoft's Office suite of software, on the other hand, is used by over a billion people. So Scott and the other executives need to make sure that ChatGPT is completely safe before integrating it into such an important part of Microsoft's business.
I think we figured out a way to make AI safe. I really do.
But while a top-ranking executive at OpenAI's biggest investor is feeling confident about the safety of ChatGPT-4, one of OpenAI's leading scientists is having doubts. It's spring 2023 at an off-site OpenAI leadership retreat. OpenAI board member Ilya Sutskever makes his way toward a fire pit. Other OpenAI employees do a double take as they see Sutskever carrying a strange statue, but no one says anything. Sutskever has earned the benefit of the doubt. Now in his late 30s, he's considered one of the fathers of the modern AI movement. In 2012, he helped found DNN Research, one of the first AI companies in the world to employ deep learning, the algorithm that almost all AI models use now. He and his co-founders sold DNN Research to Google, in part, because they thought Google's do-no-evil ethos aligned with their own. The sale kicked off the current artificial intelligence arms race. Sutskever joined Google following the sale of DNN Research, but he left to co-found OpenAI with Altman, Brockman, and others. He liked that OpenAI was founded as a nonprofit, motivated by an ethical advancement of AI, rather than pursuing outsized profits. But now, Sutskever worries that success has caused the company to commercialize their products too quickly, and are jeopardizing his hopes for a safer, more benign AI. He needs to slow this down, so he has to find some way to persuasively make his case with these influential people right now. He chooses drama, and that's what the statue is for. The statue is meant to symbolize unaligned artificial intelligence, meaning AI that's not beneficial to humanity. Sutskever struggles with a large wooden sculpture, finally managing to dump it into the fire pit.
Hey, everyone, could you gather around here? Come over here, please.
The leadership team slowly clusters around the fire pit and watches the sculpture burn.
Feel the AGI.
This is his battle cry that he's apt to chant at parties. It's meant to be a warning that when AI reaches AGI, or is capable of using critical thinking to make its own decisions, it could either be a boon to humanity or a threat.
If we get this right, AGI can greatly benefit humanity. I long for the day when instead of going to a doctor, you can consult with an AI who has a complete and exhaustive knowledge of all the medical literature in the world.
Hear, hear.
I just want to remind everyone here of our responsibility. The North Star for OpenAI from the beginning, to make sure the AI we develop is aligned with humanity's goals. Even if that means slowing down the rate of progress, releasing fewer products to the public, and ultimately, making less money.
Sutskever pauses and looks around the crowd. He sees a few people nodding, but most have unreadable expressions on their faces. Sutskever pushes on.
This statue in the fire pit here represents unaligned AI. And we're going to burn it as an effigy because we don't want anything to do with unaligned AI.
The crowd claps and cheers as Sutskever picks up a bottle of lighter fluid and squirts it over the statue. The flames leap high, lighting the faces of those gathered. And then he takes a matchbook out of his back pocket. He strikes one of the matches and drops it into the pit. The wooden statue becomes engulfed in flames and the crowd cheers. Sutskever watches as the artist's representation of unaligned AI burns. But as it crumbles into embers and a blackened skeleton, it's unclear whether his team members absorb the message. Altman puts Sutskever in charge of a new super alignment team to ensure that the AI the company develops works to better humanity. But at the same time, Altman keeps OpenAI moving full steam ahead. He commits to developing more advanced versions of DALL-E, the company's image-generating AI, despite fears about how it could be used for misinformation, propaganda, and pornography. In March 2023, they release ChatGPT-4 and later add vision and listening capabilities so it can see, hear, and speak. OpenAI grows to almost 800 employees who continue to work on more and more powerful AI models. And behind the scenes, Altman becomes ruthless with the board, who is supposed to oversee him. When board member Reid Hoffman helps co-found another AI company, Altman insists he stepped down from OpenAI's board due to a conflict of interest. Hoffman grudgingly agrees, even though he thinks Altman is overstating the conflict. Not long after Hoffman steps down, another board member, Shivan Zillis, also resigns. Zillis is director of operations at Neuralink, the brain implant company started by Elon Musk. No one knows exactly why Zillis leaves the OpenAI board, but industry observers note that her departure comes shortly after Musk publicly criticizes OpenAI. It's speculated that her decision to leave the company is related. A few months later, another board member, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, leaves the board to pursue a presidential campaign. In just a few months, OpenAI's board has lost one-third of its members. And by the summer of 2023, there are only six people remaining. And in October, Altman antagonizes one of the few board members left. It's a beautiful fall day in San Francisco, California. Sam Altman tugs at his wavy brown hair as he paces his office, his phone to his ear. His blood is boiling. He can't believe the article he's just read in an academic journal written by Helen Toner, one of OpenAI's remaining board members. Altman sees it as a massive conflict of interest. After a few rings, she picks up.
Sam?
Helen, we need to talk. I read your article. What were you thinking?
That I was writing an academic article about AI safety. That's my job, Sam.
Toner is the director of the Center for Security and Emerging Technology, a think tank affiliated with Georgetown University.
Your job is also as a board member at OpenAI. And your article said that ChatGPT released OpenAI in an unsafe manner.
That's not what I said.
You praised the way our rival company Anthropic released its chatbot and said they showed, and I quote, willingness to avoid exactly the kind of frantic corner cutting that the release of ChatGPT appeared to spur.
So you're saying I'm not allowed to say another company did something better than OpenAI did?
I'm saying you can't write something that will harm the company you're on the board of, Helen. I think that's business 101.
I didn't think that's what I was doing.
Anything that anyone writes about OpenAI becomes a big deal.
I'll keep that in mind in the future. And I can write an apology letter to the board if you want.
Please do.
Sam doesn't feel appeased by her response in the slightest. In fact, he feels even more agitated. He picks up his phone to call another board member to make his case that it's time for Toner to go. Little does he know that he's sowing the seeds for his own ousting. It's October 2023 in San Francisco, California. Sam Altman is on the phone with OpenAI board member Tasha McCauley. For the past several days, Altman has been talking to board members, trying to convince them to vote Helen Toner off the board. He's still furious about the article she published. He feels it harmed OpenAI's reputation by criticizing how the company released ChatGPT. But the other board members aren't as outraged by Toner's actions as Altman is. Altman rubs the back of his neck and tries to keep the frustration out of his voice as he talks to McCauley.
We can't have board members criticizing OpenAI in publications.
I mean, I would agree with you if OpenAI was a traditionally structured company, but the board's job at OpenAI is not to maximize profit. It's to ensure that OpenAI follows its mission. So even if, and I think it's a big if, Helen's article did damage OpenAI's reputation, that doesn't necessarily violate the board's mandate.
I'm saying if she has a problem with how I'm running OpenAI, she should talk to me about it, not criticize the company in public, especially not when the FTC is investigating how we collect data.
Sure, she should have given you a heads up, but she apologized. I don't think it's going to happen again, and she has a good head on her shoulders. She's an asset.
Look, I've been talking to other board members, and they also have concerns.
If you have the votes to push Helen off the board, then there's nothing I can do. But I'm just saying, that's not how I'm going to vote.
Altman sighs, frustrated.
I'll be in touch.
Altman hangs up the phone and prepares to make his next call to another board member. He's not going to give up on this. Altman doesn't get the votes to remove Helen Toner from the board, and many board members are unhappy with how Altman handled the situation. They feel he was manipulative and misrepresented their views. McCauley hears that Altman told other board members that she called for Toner's removal, which she considers a lie. Altman maintains that he was aggressive in pushing his agenda, but says that he never manipulated anyone. And as the board compares notes about their calls with Altman about Toner, they also express concerns about other Altman actions. He's been approaching investors in the Middle East and Asia about making chips and hardware. Suspicious board members speculate that Altman is doing this to push OpenAI outside of the control of the board as a way to skirt accountability. And later, in October 2023, Altman further alienates board member Ilya Sutskever. It's afternoon in OpenAI headquarters. Sam Altman stands in the center of OpenAI's open plan office. Sun shines in through the large windows, illuminating the geometrically patterned rugs, hanging plants, and ergonomic chairs. Sitting next to him is Jakub Pachocki. In his early 30s, Pachocki is small with narrow eyes and wide lips. A couple of OpenAI workers hand out glasses of champagne and sparkling apple cider to the gathered employees. When it seems like everyone has a glass, Altman raises his and puts his hand on Pachocki's shoulder.
Listen up, everyone. I just want to raise a toast to our own Jakub Pachocki. He needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway. This brilliant man was the lead researcher on ChatGPT-4, and we all know what great work he did on that. And that is why I'm so pleased to announce that we have promoted Jakub to Director of Research.
Pachocki blushes.
Thank you, Sam. I'm honored by the trust that you and the rest of the leadership have put in me. Let's continue to do great things.
He takes a sip from his glass, and the rest of the employees follow suit. In the back of the room, Ilya Sutskever scowls and declines to drink. This promotion feels like a personal affront to him. Pachocki used to report to Sutskever, but according to the new organizational chart, Pachocki is now his equal. Sutskever had taken control of the creation of the superalignment team, tasked with creating safeguards to ensure that the AI the company develops benefits humanity. It seems to Sutskever that Altman wants to move faster and faster without much interest in the board's advice. Sutskever's heard rumors that Altman has been badmouthing the board to some OpenAI executives. He's just not sure what to do about it. It might be time for him to quit. It's November 6th, 2023 in San Francisco, California. OpenAI is holding its first Dev Day, where they're hosting developers from around the world to tell them about the future of AI and OpenAI's new products. Hundreds of people sit in a cavernous room with plain white walls, punctuated by screens and large potted plants. Upbeat techno music blares from speakers. Ilya Sutskever watches. Although many OpenAI employees and partners are slated to speak today, Sutskever isn't one of them. another sign of how diminished his role in the company is. Suddenly, the music cuts out and a voice booms over the speakers.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. Please, welcome to the stage, Sam Altman.
Seconds later, Altman strides onto the stage wearing jeans and a dark gray sweatshirt. He beams at the crowd.
Good morning. Welcome to our first ever OpenAI Dev Day. We're thrilled that you're here, and this energy is awesome.
Altman dives right into his keynote. He recaps the past year for OpenAI and rattles off some impressive stats. We shipped ChatGPT. He says that over 2 million developers are building on their software, and more than 92% of Fortune 500 companies are using their products.
And in the last few months,
he continues to talk about improvements they're making and how it will benefit businesses and people. But 20 minutes into his talk, Altman makes his biggest announcement.
We know that people want AI that is smarter, more personal, more customizable, can do more on your behalf. Eventually, you'll just ask a computer for what you need, and it'll do all of these tasks for you. Today, we're taking our first small step that moves us towards this future. We're thrilled to introduce GPTs. GPTs are tailored versions of ChatGPT for a specific purpose. You can, in effect, program a GPT with language just by talking to it. It's easy to customize the behavior so that it fits what you want. This makes building them very accessible, and it gives agency to everyone.
What Altman is describing is more than a chatbot. These GPTs are what researchers call AI agents. They won't just spit back information like ChatGPT does, but will complete tasks autonomously. This flashes like a red light for Sutskever. It represents a dangerous move. Not only is there potential for bad actors to take advantage of this technology, the more autonomous AI becomes, the less humans can control it. But Altman isn't through.
Later this month, we're going to launch the GPT store. You can list a GPT there, and we'll be able to feature the best and the most popular GPTs.
Even though Sutskever knew this announcement was coming, he finds himself growing infuriated as he watches it become a reality. He believes this technology is too powerful to be let loose on the public, and it epitomizes all of his frustrations with Altman that he prioritizes commercialization over safety.
Pretty cool, huh? Over time, GPTs and assistants, our precursors to agents, are going to be able to do much, much more. They'll gradually be able to plan and to perform more complex actions on your behalf. As I mentioned before, we really believe in the importance of gradual, iterative deployment.
Sutskever shakes his head in fury. He believes that what Altman is doing is not just reckless, it's dangerous. He's proposing taking civilians into dangerous territory, a place where AI, not humans, will be in control. There could be disastrous consequences. And once they realize this, it will be too late. Sutskever is hit with a clear and urgent thought. Altman is not only the wrong person to lead OpenAI, but he also poses a real danger to humanity in that position. Trouble is, Altman is only getting richer and stronger. Sutskever feels he has to act. The way he sees it, there's really only one option. He has to take down the king of AI. It's early November 2023 in San Francisco. Ilya Sutskever dials the number for OpenAI board member Helen Toner. His heart is beating fast. After this call, there's no going back. He's taking action to remove Sam Altman from OpenAI. There's part of him that still can't believe he's actually doing this, but the other part of him knows it's necessary. After a few rings, Toner answers.
Ilya. Hi.
Hi, Helen. Do you have a minute to talk?
Sutskever speaks softly, as if he's afraid someone might overhear him, even though he's alone in his house.
Sure.
I think it's time for a change at the top of OpenAI.
There's a moment of silence.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Our job as board members is to make sure that AI doesn't become too dangerous. I don't think we can fulfill this duty with Sam in charge.
I don't disagree, but this could cause a lot of uproar.
Yes, but maybe that's necessary. Maybe we need the short-term pain to course correct. And it's our job as the board to make these kinds of hard decisions.
Wow. This is huge. But I agree that Sam's vision for OpenAI has greatly deviated from the mission the board is sworn to upkeep. You have my vote.
I'll call you when I have more.
Sutskever hangs up with Toner and calls the other two members of the board he believes will be sympathetic to his view. As a foursome, they all agree. Sam Altman needs to go. They no longer feel that they can hold him accountable. They feel that Altman is too slippery, too manipulative for them to work with. They bring up how Altman behaved when trying to remove Toner from the board, reiterating to each other that they felt Altman had lied in that process. Some senior employees say Altman has a history of pitting employees against each other and reacts with hostility to negative feedback. On November 16th, Altman speaks at the Asian Pacific Economic Conference in San Francisco. As part of his speech, he mentions that OpenAI has made a technical advance that allowed it to push the veil of ignorance back and the frontier of discovery forward. When Sutskever hears this line, he knows Altman is speaking about his breakthrough and infers that Altman is planning on commercializing it sooner rather than later. Sutskever decides the time to act is now. He calls a meeting with the three other members of the board sympathetic to his cause. Each one votes to remove Altman. Now, they just need to tell him. But how? Altman is a savvy businessman and a brilliant tactician. They fear that if he gets any inkling of what's coming, he'll be able to undermine the board and manage to hold on to his position. In order to ensure that Altman is caught completely by surprise, they agree not to give Microsoft a heads up. The chances of someone there leaking the news to Altman is too great. Sutskever and his allies know that Microsoft will be caught off guard, but they are confident that Microsoft will ultimately agree with their reasoning. After all, it's in Microsoft's interest to only release safe, human-aligned AI, too. In mid-November, Sutskever and the other board members decide it's time to strike. They write a statement informing Altman that he's been terminated and agree that Sutskever will be the one to read it. The only thing left is to get Altman into a meeting where they can deliver the news. It's the evening of November 16th, 2023, in Oakland, California. Sam Altman appears on stage in a converted warehouse. The place is filled with artists, many of whom are concerned about how AI uses their work and what it will mean for their own livelihood. It's not the first time Altman has spoken to a hostile crowd. He turns on his boyish charm.
I understand the concern. And I want to assure you that we at OpenAI have the greatest respect for artists of all kinds.
Altman's phone buzzes in his pocket. He ignores it and keeps talking.
We want to continue to work alongside artists like yourselves to make sure your future is bright.
Altman checks the time.
Unfortunately, that's all I have time for tonight. I have another meeting I'm late for. Thank you for having me.
As Altman exits the stage, he checks his phone. There's a text from Ilya Sutskever. It's short, just asking Altman to join a board meeting the following day at noon. Altman furrows his brow. He wonders what this is about, but he responds, yes. He's planning a trip to Las Vegas to watch a Formula One race, but he surmises he can take the call from his hotel. The next day, exactly at noon, Ilya Sutskever logs into Google Meet. His hands shake as he clicks the link. On his screen is the statement he and the other board members have prepared. It's been delegated to him to read it. The other board members are on as well, but no one even tries to make small talk. They just wait for Altman to join. 1 minute past noon, Altman logs on. Sutskever can see Altman's Las Vegas hotel room behind him. The beige walls, the giant TV. Altman looks harried, and Sutskever knows he's probably squeezing this meeting in between a host of other calls and meetings. Or at least that's what Altman thinks he's doing. His day is about to take a drastic turn. Altman waves into the camera.
Hey, everyone.
Sutskever's mouth feels like sandpaper, so all he does is nod. The other board members don't say anything either. It's awkward, but Altman doesn't seem to notice.
Should we wait for Greg to join or just jump in?
Sutskever shifts in his seat.
We can get started.
Great. So what's up? What do we need to discuss?
Sutskever takes a deep breath.
Sam, the board has conducted a deliberative review process, and we've concluded that you have not been consistently candid with us, which has hindered the board's ability to exercise our responsibilities.
What? When have I not been candid?
To Sutskever's relief, the rest of the conversation goes remarkably well. Beyond some initial surprise, Altman doesn't protest. In fact, he asks how he can help and assures the board that he'll support the interim CEO.
Yeah, of course.
After he's signed off the call, Sutskever takes a deep breath. This went much better than he expected. There's still a ton to do. They need to release a statement, call Microsoft, tell the staff. But for a moment, he tries to take it all in. Maybe he's helped save humanity from unaligned AI. This was the right thing to do, he tells himself. Back in his Vegas hotel room, Altman is stunned. But as Altman sits in the squeaky hotel chair listening to Formula One drivers speeding through practice laps, his shocked numbness begins to morph into anger. He's given everything to OpenAI over the past 8 years. He took it from a small startup to one of the leading AI companies in the world. Not just anyone could do that. He doesn't even understand why the board is so mad. He knows they've had disagreements, especially over the past year. But in his view, these were just healthy debates, the kind of discussions a CEO should have with his board. Yeah, he's been pushing for the commercialization of AI, but that's what has to happen if the company is going to survive. AI is expensive. It takes massive amounts of computing power. If they want AI that's going to benefit humanity, they need a way to pay for it. Altman's phone starts ringing. It's Greg Brockman. Altman answers.
Greg.
Sam, what the hell is going on? I just had a meeting with the board, and they told me I'm not on the board anymore, and that you're no longer CEO. Is this some kind of prank?
I don't think so.
Well, if you're gone, I'm gone. They said I was still an employee, but I'll resign right now.
I can't explain it, but I think Ilya is trying to pull off some kind of coup.
It's crazy.
But look, we started OpenAI. We grew OpenAI. We could do it again. We don't need Ilya or the board. Let's come up with a new company and we can start pitching tonight.
Where you go, I'll follow. And I'm not the only one. I'm sure we'll be able to lure over a whole host of researchers from OpenAI.
Things get very messy when an attempted coup fails. Sutskever is a deep thinker with a sense of humor, but none of that helps him in a back-alley knife fight with Altman. It's not checkmate yet. Sam Altman is making sure all power players are in key positions to protect him in the battle for the future of artificial intelligence. From Wondery, this is episode one of Sam Altman in the battle for OpenAI for Business Wars. A quick note about recreations you've been hearing. In most cases, we can't know exactly what was said. Those scenes are dramatizations, but they're based on historical research. If you'd like to read more, we recommend From King to Exile to King Again, The Inside Story of Sam Altman's Whiplash Week by Paris Martineau and Julia Black, published in The Information. Also, Inside OpenAI's Crisis Over the Future of Artificial Intelligence by Trip Mickle, Cade Metz, Mike Isaac, and Karen Weiss, published in The New York Times. The Inside Story of Microsoft's Partnership with OpenAI by Charles Duhigg, published in The New Yorker. Inside the Chaos at OpenAI by Karen Howe and Charles Wurzel, published by The Atlantic. And Behind the Scenes of Sam Altman's Showdown at OpenAI by Keech Hagee, Deepa Seetharaman, and Berber Jin, published by The Wall Street Journal. I'm your host, David Brown. Austin Rackless wrote this story. Karen Lowe is our senior producer and editor. Edited and produced by Emily Frost. Sound design by Kyle Randall. Voice acting by Ryan Clark, Justin Lee, and Michelle Phillippe. Fact-checking by Gabrielle Drolet. Our managing producer is Matt Gant. Our coordinating producer is Desi Blaylock. Our senior managing producer is Ryan Lohr. Our senior producer is Dave Schilling. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Business Wars early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.